can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Jen from Walpole.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
As well.
Very good.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio. Enough with the niceties. This is combat.
Show me your war face.
All right, Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Hang on. I gotta hit record. Stand by. Sorry, I want to record this. We have video cameras they're putting in the studios, and we're trying to do some testing so you can see what happens. Sorry about that. So Kennedy's gone. You understand everything that is happening. They should probably put the record button a little bit closer to the microphone.
It would make more sense, but...
Other side of the studio is always great for me.
Ah, this is radio. Nothing makes sense.
Question number one, Jen. The most searched Halloween costume this year, according to Google Trends, is Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
He was the star of that film.
Yes. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
You say his name three times.
Lupita Nyong'o hasn't watched Black Panther since Chadwick Boseman's death. They played a clip at a London Film Festival, and she got choked up on stage saying, "I'm having a moment." What is the name of the fictional African country in Black Panther?
Wakanda.
Celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse turned 65 today. He is a Fall River native and one of the first celebrity chefs on TV. What was his catchphrase?
Bam!
Olivia Rodrigo fell into a trap door on stage while performing in Australia Sunday night. She quickly got up and laughed it off. She has had three songs reach number one. Name two.
Driver's License and... Oh, shoot. Of course, I know these. I just can't think of it. Sour is the name of her album. That's not a song, is it? Vampire?
Question number five. Finn Wolfhard revealed the Stranger Things prop he'd like to keep when the show ends. It's the Dungeons & Dragons game piece he slams on the table in the first episode. The piece actually foreshadows the creature that comes out of the Upside Down and terrorizes the town in the first season. What is that creature called?
I watched all of these, but it's been a really long time.
It's because it takes them 5 years in between seasons.
Yeah, exactly. It is not going to come to me right now.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I heard you were leaf peeping over the weekend, Jen.
I was, yeah.
Where'd you go?
He went all the way up to Burlington.
Oh, yeah, I was in Waterville Valley. How was that ride home yesterday?
Yeah, it was really rough. probably took an extra hour and a half than it should have. But
at least the leaves were nice. Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
The leaves were
Hi.
Jen got 4 out of 5.
Wow, okay.
Nice of you to put on your war paint, too, Kennedy. That was great. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The most searched Halloween costume this year, according to Google Trends, is Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
You say his name three times.
Tied at one. Question number two. Lupita Nyong'o hasn't watched Black Panther since Chadwick Boseman's death. They played a clip at a London Film Festival, and she got choked up on stage, saying she was having a moment. What is the name of the fictional African country in Black Panther?
Wakanda.
Tied at two. Celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse turned 65 today. He's a Fall River native and one of the first celebrity chefs on TV. What was his catchphrase?
Bam!
Bam!
I had no idea he was from this.
Neither did I.
Good guy, local guy.
I thought he was a New Orleans guy all the
way. That accent. I honestly thought he was from New Orleans, too.
That's showbiz, baby.
Tied at three. Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo fell into a trap door on stage while performing in Australia Sunday night. She quickly got up and laughed it off. She has had three songs reach number one. Name two.
Driver's License. And... Crap, I can't think of another one. I can't think of another
You got time.
I really don't.
No, you got all day.
I'll be all week.
Good for you or vampire?
All right.
4 to 3, question number 5.
You need this one.
Finn Wolfhard revealed Stranger Things prop he'd like to keep when the show ends. It's the Dungeons & Dragons game piece he slams on the table in the first episode. The piece actually foreshadows the creature that comes out of the Upside Down and terrorizes the town in the first season. What is that beast called, that creature?
It's not Vecna, right? That's the third season.
I think that was like the fifth season or something. 12th season. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, all the kids are 40 now.
Nope.
It's in the 90s.
Nope.
You know what? Nothing. The Demigorgon, Kennedy.
Yes, the Demigorgon.
4-3 is the final score. Jen gets the win. Let's go.
Wow.
Put it on the board.
Wow.
That's how you start a short week right there.
Nice job. Jen, you got yourself $100. Congratulations. And you also won a pair of tickets to the sold-out An Evening with Jon Stewart on October 26th at the Hanover Theater.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing, Kennedy.
Yes.
You got something you want to say to Jen? This
I
is
do.
War.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Rob. He's an engineer from North Attleboro.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Kennedy. How you doing?
I'm living the dream. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, dude.
Sounds like it's about to be a fierce battle between an engineer and Kennedy.
The hatred is palpable.
I can tell.
No
they're,
way.
They're about to come to blows.
You guys gotta stop. I don't
right.
know why you're so
break
angry.
It up, guys. Break it up.
Why are you so angry this morning?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I see the fire in her eyes, Rob.
Yeah, she's talking junk. She just gave you the double finger salute, Rob. She was walking out.
Yeah, I don't know if that was for him.
No, it was definitely for him. It wasn't for us. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture, Rob. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
25 years ago today, the movie The Fight Club was released. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, is still number one. In that song, he sings that he and which alcohol have a history.
Jack Daniel.
It has been 3 years since No Time to Die, the last 007 movie, came out, and MGM says they're taking their time in choosing the new Bond and deciding which direction to take the franchise. What is the name, or who's the actor that last played James Bond?
Is it Daniel Craig?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think so.
Question number 4. Coldplay's Moon Music debuted number 1 on the Billboard 200. It's their first album in a decade. Name the group that features on this song with Coldplay. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name that group.
I'm going to say it is the Chainsmokers.
Question number 5. During an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia, someone paid $1.5 million for the Iron Throne, even though it was just a replica molded from the original screen-used version. Who ended up sitting on the Iron Throne at the end of the show?
At the end of the, like, the...
At the end of
man.
The series, yep.
this is bad. Is it Arya?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I am a big part of the reason that album is number one.
I believe you.
That's all I listened to this weekend. And it has got some straight bangers on it. Kennedy, welcome back.
I don't think you know what the word banger means.
Bro.
Should be used with Coldplay.
Bro. Straight bangers. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Rob, the engineer, he does chip cooling solutions for artificial intelligence.
Obviously.
And listens to our show.
Well, you need a break when you're dealing with important stuff all the time. That's why I watch The Simpsons.
Hey, you got to listen to something.
So you got 4 out of 5. These are tough. Are you ready?
Oh, wow. Good job.
25 years ago today, the movie Fight Club was released. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
What's the second rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Boom.
Tie to one. Question number 2. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, is still number 1. In that song, he sings that he and which alcohol have a history.
Jack Daniels.
Tie to 2. It's been 3 years since No Time to Die, the last 007 movie, and MGM says they're taking their time in choosing the new Bond and deciding which direction to take the franchise. What is the name of the last man to play James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Tied at three. Question number four. Coldplay's Moon Music debuts at number one on the Billboard 200. It is their first album in a decade. Name the group that features on this song with Coldplay. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name that other group.
That's the Chainsmokers, I believe.
Bangers, Dan. Nothing but bangers.
Kennedy, do you think Coldplay has bangers or just songs that people like?
Well, I think when you partner them with DJs like Chainsmokers, you get something that's banger adjacent. But no, Coldplay and bangers are not synonymous in my opinion. But, you know, that's just me.
They make swaying music.
Question number five. What did he say?
It's a bop.
Question number five. During an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia, someone paid $1.5 million for the Iron Throne, even though it was just a replica molded from the original screen-used version. Who ended up sitting on the Iron Throne at the end of the show?
Was it Sansa? No.
How quickly we forget.
Bran. Stark?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
Bran. The three-eyed raven.
Took a minute to get there.
That ending sucked. Nobody wanted him on the throne.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody wanted him.
You would have hated it no matter what.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks.
And Rob, listen to this. You got yourself a pair of tickets to the sold-out An Evening with Jon Stewart, October 26th at the Hanover Theater. So
that's wonderful.
It will be a good time. What would you like to say, Kennedy, before you go?
Hey, I'm Rob from North Attleboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Wait, I think I lost Meredith from Middleborough. Meredith, are you there? Oh, I think I've lost Meredith.
All right.
Do you have a phone number for her?
Let's see if I can get her.
Okay. She was apparently flying to Florida today to go see Taylor Swift.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That does sound good. Somebody else texts in real quick from the 774 regarding the breaking Taylor Swift news. Is it the anthology? Yes. Yes, they're releasing the Tortured Poets anthology.
Department
with CDs. And then they're releasing the photo book, the coffee table photo book for the Eras Tour. That was the breaking news. All right, let's see. Meredith, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, there we go. We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Great producing, Dan.
I do what I can.
You produced a contestant. I appreciate that.
Out of thin air.
So you know the deal. Five trivia questions, Meredith. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, who is now in the soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. During the fourth quarter at Tennessee Volunteer home games, you used to hear Friends in Low Places. Well, now that's being replaced with Morgan Wallen's song, The Way I Talk, most likely because of some allegations surrounding the singer. Who sings Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Jin from BTS will release his first solo album on November 15th. It's called Happy. BTS went on hiatus in 2022 to focus on solo projects and because all of the group's members had to do what?
I think they had to serve in the military.
Drake threw his son Adonis a SpongeBob-themed 7th birthday party. What is the name of SpongeBob's meowing pet snail?
Meow. I don't know that one.
Question number four. Usher turned 46 yesterday. Listen to this and then name the Usher song.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Your Body? I don't know.
Question number five. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Pulp Fiction. Who stars as the two hitmen, Vincent Vega and Jules Winfield, in that movie? Name the two actors.
Okay, I can see it. Mm-hmm. I know. Oh my God. Mm. I know them too. Ugh.
You all right?
So bad.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So you headed to Florida to see Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Miami.
And who's going with you?
Two friends, Wendy and Sandy.
Have you ever seen Taylor in concert before?
Yes.
Mm. You're going to buy the book that's coming out that just got announced? Yes. I would buy that book. I love coffee table books by artists. I have a bunch of them. I think they're fun.
The more you know.
They look nice around the house. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Meredith got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
During the fourth quarter of Tennessee Volunteer home games, you used to hear Friends in Low Places. Well, that's been replaced with Morgan Wallen's song, The Way I Talk, most likely because of some allegations surrounding the singer. Who sings Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Tied at 1. Jin from BTS will release his first solo album November 15th. It's called Happy. BTS went on a hiatus in 2022 to focus on solo projects. And because all the group members had to do what?
They have to be in the military.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Drake threw his son Adonis a SpongeBob-themed 7th birthday party. What is the name of SpongeBob's meowing pet snail?
Gary.
Thank you. What a great question. So satisfying. 3-2. Question number 4. Usher turned 46 yesterday. Take a listen and then name the song.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Burn.
4-2, question number 5. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Pulp Fiction. Who stars as the two hitmen, Vincent Vega and Jules Winfield, in that movie?
John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson.
That is correct.
Say what again?
I have Samuel L. Jackson's wallet from that movie.
I know you do.
I love me some Pulp Fiction.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work. Meredith, unfortunately, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. When do you leave for Miami?
Today.
Oh, man.
Make sure to bring a jacket. I hear it's chilly this time of year.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Well, you're going to have to get off the plane here again. So it's going to bring one anyway.
Doesn't that always mess you up when you're off somewhere tropical and you're in shorts and t-shirt and flip-flops, and then you land in Boston in June and it's 40? You're like, what am I doing with my
life? It's gray and cold where I live here.
Meredith, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Meredith from Middleborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.